God damn it, you know the drill by now. We swear and we talk about wrestling. Just ask, all right? Ask your parents if you can listen to this podcast.
So no head.
Welcome to the Just Plain Filthy Podcast. I'm Casey Campbell.
I'm TJ Vegas, and today we have some questions. We got some wrestling talk. We finally have some music talk. And we crown who is the king of the lower card.
Hell yeah.
Running a tournament on Twitter and on Instagram. Been going pretty good, and we're gonna get to the bottom of it. First, how have you been, Casey?
Shitty. Found out Batman died today. R.I.P. Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, you said that in the group chat, and I was like in a comic book or real life? Also, there's been like 7 Batmans. Which one are we talking about? And then you were like, yeah, Kevin died.
Oh, it sucked.
Oh, man.
Broke my heart. I'm crushed. I've got like 1,000 things I need to do today. Now I don't want to do any of them. I got to do like dishes and shit. And
now we have to take out Superman just to make it even.
True. True, true. Like Devin said in the group chat earlier, Mark Hamill's probably going to say something. It's going to make me sad.
Yeah. Hopefully it's just that sign on the Batman's body thing.
Yeah.
Touching. Well, I mean, other than that, things been okay for you?
Yeah, it's been alright. Just doing what I do, you know.
Casey stuff.
Yeah.
I recently... I got off of Facebook.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah, finally. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And then I was like, you know what? Every week on the podcast, I become more and more of a hipster. And now I've officially rejoined Tumblr.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think I take the cake on it now. I think I'm an official hipster.
Yeah, I mean, I would make a new Tumblr. Probably don't remember the login for my old one, so
I completely fucked up my last one just because like I followed so many pages and I like posted so much random shit that like it's just a hassle and a half trying to get anything to like posted and get any sort of fan base because everybody else is here for the memes and I didn't want to do memes anymore.
Right.
I just scrapped everything. Now I post homemade GIFs of wrestling. I share all the videos that I make as far as my hype videos, and I share music that I like.
That's good. I like that. I've been moving further and further away from social media, which, good on me, I guess, but I don't know, man. Like, I post my silly shit, and then I leave. That's what I do.
Recently just made a Twitter account for Mitch McConnell.
Don't say it's you, man. Elon's gonna find out.
But it's not Mitch, though. It's Nitch McConnell.
I know. But it doesn't matter.
It's totally fine. It's a completely different person.
He doesn't like it, even though, you know, this is his own damn fault.
I said, well, shit, Elon Musk tries to be a player hater and stop me from getting my shine on, but nobody can stop Nitch McConnell, hashtag Brick Squad.
Hell yeah, bricked up on Twitter with the fake verification.
He won't fuck with me, I got Waka Flocka Flame on my side.
Honestly, like, I stepped away. I was like, I don't even use this app, like...
It's like, I don't use this, and now some person I don't like is, like, the guy who runs it now. I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm done. Like, it's been nice to watch it burn, though. I don't have to be in the Hindenburg to enjoy it burning.
I guess so. I'm always on the need to, like, promote myself and post my stuff somewhere, and now that I'm not on Facebook, which was the only place I had any sort of engagement, I'm just kind of throwing my hat all over the place and just trying to see what sticks. So,
I mean,
if it gets worse and I'm still there, I'm probably dipping. But Instagram has been solid. Twitter's been solid. TikTok is getting a lot better. And I decided to try Tumblr. We'll see how that comes in the later weeks.
Yeah, sounds good.
But speaking of social media, we recently put out a super randomized lower card wrestler tournament. And I picked 8 matches out of various people that I picked out of a hat. And crafted 8 matches and posted them on social media for you guys to vote on. We let you guys decide who goes in the first round. Then Casey and I will decide later in the show who gets crowned the king of the lower card.
Let's go.
We're going to take a dive into that before we get into our questions for the day.
Fuck yeah.
First match. Sean Stasiak, a.k.a. Meat, versus Robbie E.
Ooh.
Who do you think won?
I was pulling for Stasiak, but Robbie E, I think, had a bit more of an impact.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
He got 4 votes, and Stasiak only had 3.
Oh, wow.
It was very close. A lot of them are pretty much that amount of people that voted. The rough estimate was like 8 people per match.
Not bad.
Then we got Sean Spears versus Disco Inferno.
Ooh. I'm guessing Sean Spears won this one.
Yeah, Disco Inferno can't even win in the lower card. It was 5-3.
Well, Disco Inferno sucks and has bad opinions.
Hey, this one's a little harder. Was it Glacier? Was it Maven?
Ooh. I'm going to say Maven.
Yeah, Maven won again.
Viscera. No, that's King Mabel.
This was one that I thought was going to go one way, but it went the other way.
No, that's Maven.
Was it Marty Jannetty? Or was it QT Marshall?
I'm guessing QT took it.
Actually, Marty Jannetty took it.
Wow.
4-1.
Well, he's a fucking crazy person on Facebook, so...
Then we had Yoshi Tatsu versus Sugar Shane Helms.
Awesome.
You know, the Shane Helms with the backup dancers?
Of course Sugar Shane Helms wins.
Yoshi Tatsu won.
Wow.
I know. I was very confused by that. I'm like, you're going to clown the backup dancers, the Trip Pants, and the Vertebreaker? What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Maybe if I said the Hurricane, but the Hurricane was like a legitimate star. And we had 2 more left for the whole thing. Above average Mike Sanders versus Colin Delaney.
Colin Delaney.
It was Mike Sanders.
Oh shit.
Wow. It was by 1 point. 1 point was the difference.
I'm off the pulse, man.
This one's a little easier though. Was it Kwee-wee? Do you remember Kwee-wee?
No.
Okay, he had, like, blonde hair that was kind of, like, real thinned out and gelled upwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had, like, pink, like, parachute pants, and he was doing the flamenco dancing with Booker T's wife in WCW.
Hmm. I think I vaguely remember this.
Okay, yeah. He's like, I'm going to show you what a real man is. Nobody calls me less of a man. And they slap the shit out of you. But it was Kwee-wee versus Peter Avalon.
Oh, I'm guessing Peter Avalon won.
Yeah, it was 2-4.
Considering I don't remember who Kwee-wee was.
Yeah, I was hoping people would remember it, and so it'd be like a little more on an even balance. But
no,
it's what you get when you randomly pick things. So yeah, we had those first round out of the way. I kind of condensed it all down now. We have the next round all up and ready to go.
Brackets.
We'll get to that after we do some more stuff, because now we have a couple of questions.
Questions.
We finally have questions again.
Hell yeah.
The Ace Nick White on TikTok says, for building your own federation, first 10 people you sign, no limits.
No limits, eh?
Yeah.
Gino Hernandez.
Okay.
Yeah, that, just give me a sec.
Just give me 10 Gino Hernandez.
Just 10 Gino Hernandez. MJF.
Okay.
I want some CM Punk in there. But, like, Ring of Honor CM Punk.
You gotta establish your boundaries with CM Punk and be like, don't be a whiny bitch.
Yeah, that, back when, you know, he could be reasoned with. Bryan Danielson, any era. That's four.
Yeah.
Kevin Von Erich.
Okay.
Very grapple heavy. PCO.
Okay.
Just cause I love PCO.
Gotta mix it up, so yeah.
Kid Bandit.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio.
The ladies?
What?
The ladies?
Yeah, dog. Let's see.
You got like two left, I think.
China.
Okay.
And Dean Malenko.
Okay. That'd be fun. Fucking Kid Bandit versus Kevin Von Erich.
That would be awesome. That would be amazing.
I just want Kid Bandit to, like, cut a promo talking shit about Texas, and then Kevin Von Erich comes out.
Oh, that would be awesome, but please leave him with his bonsai trees in Hawaii. The man has suffered enough. He's being played by Zac Efron, for God's sakes. No, and speaking of that, that looks great. That was a joke.
I guess MJF is going to be a part of it, too.
Yeah, I think he's going to play fucking the fake Von Erich brother. Name escapes me. Because after David died, some genius had the idea of booking somebody to be their brother. And they were like, this sucks. Like, we don't like this.
But MJF already getting a movie deal that's already better than anything The Miz has done.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what I said. I got this question on TikTok. So I responded because, you know, I'm always on TikTok.
Right.
I think I broke it down by category. So, ladies, I think I said Aya Valkyrie and... I'll just rebook this. I don't remember everything. I have Valkyrie and Willow Nightingale. High Flyers. I want Pac. And I want El Hijo de Vikingo. And Powerhouses. I want Keith Lee.
Ooh.
And Alexander Hammerstone.
Alexander Hammerstone.
If I had the time, I would just rewrite that whole entire thing.
How does a bastard?
And I think I said tag team wise, I just counted tag teams as one people. I think I said FTR.
Ooh.
And who the fuck else was it? Is FTR in Main State Posse?
Nice. Nice.
And then I was like, I need some veterans in here. So I'm going to do Great Muta, and I'm going to do Chris Jericho.
Good shit.
I think I got everything. I know I fucked up what I originally said, but from like a second-guessing perspective, that would be my alternative roster.
No, perfect. No, yeah, roster.
That's gonna be fun.
No roster is a bad roster unless you pick Disco Inferno.
I'm just going to get 10 Disco Infernos, please. This one was given to us by Taylor Chadwick. I'm assuming this is going to be more of a Casey question.
Yeah,
so you can take the floor on this.
What's up? It's good.
Are there any horror movies that you feel you would want to rewrite?
Ooh. I would like to crack at possibly... I mean, everything's a fucking reboot or a remake these days. Doing the Halloween thing, but with Nightmare on Elm Street. Like,
ending the series?
Well, not ending the series per se, but just like picking up and pretending some of the sequels didn't happen, or...
Okay.
Not a reboot per se, but like a sequel to the originals. Or just the original. As much as I love Nightmare on Elm Street 3, the cool thing to do is to be a direct sequel to the first one and pretend none of the others happened.
I don't remember which one is which, but which one was the one where the pool catches fire?
That's 2.
Like 2 a lot.
Yeah, 2 is great. 2 is a Halloween movie and a Pride movie.
I think I've only seen like 2 of them. I think I saw like the original and the second one,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw like the Freddy versus Jason ones, and then I saw the first reboot that happened without Robert Englund.
Yeah, it's not bad. The only thing I don't like about that one is they toy with the idea that Freddy was innocent, and then they just make him a child molester again. And I was like, it would have been way more interesting if he was innocent. Like,
you should just redo Freddy, but it, like, Twitter is a thing now.
Freddy gets canceled on Twitter.
Yeah, Freddy's like, I'm not fucking canceled, okay? And he's like, starts like, this is what you get for canceling me, you little bitch. And it's like. Scratches people up in their dreams because they canceled him on Twitter.
Freddy Krueger is a victim of cancel culture. But no, like, I'm okay with the fact that he is a filthy child murderer. Like, he wasn't a pedophile in the original one. I'm okay with that. But if you're going to, like, drop a little tidbit in there, like, maybe he didn't do it. Like, go with that. Like...
Yeah, like, really make an effort to explore the past and kind of give more context to why he would be innocent.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe he's innocent. Okay. Here's the rest of the movie.
Yeah. Like, but they didn't.
Yeah, I don't
do
have
that.
An answer for that, because all the shit that I watch is, like, the corny 80s ones that are supposed to be weird.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't really elaborate any further on mine.
But no, that's the only thing that pissed me off about that movie, is, like, you introduced an idea, and you didn't do anything with it. Like,
another question we got was, what is a dream match between any current indie star and a WWE or WWF wrestler in their prime?
I would definitely love to see Daniel Garcia... versus Eddie Guerrero. I think that would be great.
Would be pretty sweet. For me, sweet. I want to see Robert Martyr versus Chris Benoit.
Oof. Yes.
Also, if I could redo it again, I would say like the Radicals of Dean Malenko.
Yeah.
Chris Benoit versus Violence Is Forever, Kevin Koo and Dominic Guarini.
Oh, that would be so fucking cool.
Nobody would be safe. No, like, people would be crawling out of the fucking ring and back to their cars.
Oh, it'd be so cool. It'd, like, honestly.
damn, why isn't time travel a thing?
I don't know. I would change so many. I would go back to the weekend before Vengeance 2007. And I would change some stuff.
We also got, if you were a wrestler,
mm-hmm.
what would your gear look like?
Ooh.
It was originally supposed to be like an E-Fed question, and I was like, dude, I'm not doing this anymore. No, we're dropping that. We're just going to be hypotheticals here.
Yeah, I've always seen it as like, patched together tights. It's like tights, maybe like red and white striped ones with like patches sewn on them.
Okay.
Like, you know, like they've been repaired, patchworked.
Okay, not like cool like punk rock patches.
No,
just like
no.
Just, so it looks like they're very worn down.
It looks like they're very worn down, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very just like that. And then, I don't know, I've always been a fan of white knee pads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go with the tights, too, because you'd have the white and the black and the red and stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, just look like that. Yeah. And that's for just one specific character, but...
Okay.
I just have some...
Know that they're probably, the people that asked this... probably are trying to get me to talk to Joey, but fuck you, I'm not doing that. I'm gonna go TJ. If TJ was a wrestler, what would my stuff look like? And honestly, I would just have a QR code on my butt. Takes you to my music, just for shameless self-promotion.
Beautiful.
The side of my tights, it's gonna be a picture of me with a thumbs up.
Hell yeah.
And then my name down the other side. And then I would just wear novelty t-shirts and a backwards hat to the ring.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck
yeah.
Yeah,
I just
look
like a very weird self-promoting pop punk kid.
Awesome.
So I look like a complete dirtbag when I talk shit.
We love to see it, honestly.
Then we have one more question. And that is, what are some of the heaviest albums, in your opinion, that have come out in the last 5 years?
Ooh, that's a question. I don't know, man. Like, I haven't listened to anything monstrously heavy. Anything by Dealer, honestly.
Dealer is very good.
Dealer, Knocked Loose, Counterparts,
That new Counterparts album is masterful.
Yeah, beautiful. Like I've been listening to that. I've been listening to a lot of Dealer, Kublai Khan. Everything they've put out in the last 5 years is so good. It's just I don't know. Heavy music's coming back in a way.
Yeah, for me, I think it's up to two different ones. The new Counterparts album is incredible.
Yes.
Also, the new Boundaries album that just dropped is just, like, perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Varying Brightness, the title track, so hard. The last track of the album called The Tower.
Yeah.
It's very heavy. But there's also parts of it where it kind of sounds like Deftones.
Ooh.
Then, like, the whole entire thing is just, like, a whole entire album dealing with grief and sadness and losing people. So there's, like, that emotional aspect to it, too. So it's, like, not only do I want to just, like, break things, it's also, like, really good to listen to and just be like, damn, this is introspective. I like this.
No, there's not a lot of albums that make me do that often, but no, I gotta say, I'm looking forward to checking that out, because I haven't yet, and I probably should.
Yeah. Now on to some music notes.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people realize that recently, Taylor Swift has been just dominating the billboards.
Oh, beautiful. Great album.
Her, she was like number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, number 10.
Yeah.
And she was like number 12, number 15, number 17, number 18, and number 20.
Got a cat eye sharp enough to kill a man.
I was like, what? What? How the fuck do you have the whole top 10? And I haven't heard of any of those, but then I hear number 11. Here's Sam Smith with the "Mommy Don't Know Daddy's Getting Hot" at the body shop. I'm like, I love that song, by the way.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so good.
And I'm like, you ranked all that shit. I don't know any of these songs, but I'm really happy to say, though, that Lithia's latest album landed at number 33 on the Billboard's Top 200.
Holy shit.
And that has one of my favorite songs of all time at the moment on it, called "Ego Death."
Oh, we love a good ego death.
Yeah, have you heard the song?
I haven't.
Okay, so it starts off with like a really good like thumping guitar thing, like almost like they're playing their guitars acoustically.
Yo.
And then it leads into the same riff, but like if the guitars were plugged in, and then they trade off spotlights, so they have like him has a guitar's part where he's like the main focus, the other guitarist has a part where he's the main focus, the drummer has a part where they're the main focus, and then they're all doing everything together and just killing it. Then in the music video you see a throne, and it's Steve Vai sitting on the throne. He starts playing guitar and you're like, yeah, okay, this is what we needed. Goes back to Polyphia as if they're having like a guitar off.
We love this.
And then Steve Vai just shreds it. The camera pans down and comes right back up. And Steve Vai is standing in front of Polyphia and they're all jamming out as one solid unit with bass drops and like stuff like that over their guitar work. And I'm like, how the fuck do you get better than this as an instrumental band?
You don't.
It might be the best moment in, like, recent rock and roll history, in my opinion. It's insane.
I love to see it, honestly. I'm gonna have to check that out. I've been, I'm not usually a big instrumental band guy, but I'll have to check that out because, yeah, goddamn, sounds awesome.
That's been primarily my thing. I've been listening to Polyphia. I've been listening to Exposed in the Sky and a band called Buried Alive.
Mm.
And I've just been doing all that shit. More in music. Next October. It's like a whole another year from now. Coheed and Cambria is putting out a tour on a boat.
Let's go.
It's the SS Neverender. They are playing an album in its entirety, I heard.
Awesome.
But it's all. But this is the lineup, okay? There's some familiar names, there's some not familiar names, but the lineup is insane nonetheless. Coheed and Cambria, of course.
Awesome.
Sunny Day Real Estate.
Awesome.
Animals as Leaders.
Yes.
A band called the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets.
Oh, okay.
I don't... Mannequin Pussy.
Mannequin Pussy, I've heard of that band.
I haven't. I was flustered when I saw that name.
Have you heard of Green. A... Oh.
Okay. Have I heard what?
Have you heard of a band called Japanese Breakfast?
I haven't.
Check them out.
Okay.
Kyle showed me them, and... Good.
Okay. Definitely into that. So, backtrack a slight. Mannequin Pussy. Tiffany Green.
Good.
Bartice Strange.
Yes.
Thank You Scientist.
Yeah, I love Thank You Scientist.
Davenport Cabinet.
Awesome.
Joey Eppard.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know, but three bands left. The last two, you know. Militaric Gun. Then we got Brand of Sacrifice.
Yeah.
and our boys and former guests of the podcast, Tanahashi.
Yo, that's awesome.
Yeah. So let's say our boys are going on a boat cruise tour of Animals as Leaders, Sunny Day Real Estate in Coheed and Cambria.
I love just that.
Just insane.
I love just that crazy. For them.
And last little bit of notes that I have for music. You know the band Sharptooth, right?
Yes.
Sharptooth officially announced a new member.
Oh, shit.
More than a year ago, Sharptooth's original vocalist, Lauren Kishon, left the band, citing it as a very negative work environment and an inability to express herself. Lauren had fronted the band since 2014. However, she nor the band really mentioned anything about it until August of this year. Well, the band has a new vocalist. Band's new vocalist, the chick who is fronting one of my favorite hardcore bands, Backswing, it's Marissa Ward.
Oh, shit.
You're going to hear some real angry shit. That chick is one of the most intense front people I've seen ever, and I'm very excited. This might get me to start listening to this band.
Perfect.
I knew of this band, but I never listened to them.
Yeah. I feel that.
Fucking bring Marissa into there. Yeah. I'm probably going to start listening to them now.
It's one of those names that you hear a lot, but you're kind of like,
Yeah. So, that's pretty cool. It might be an upgrade. I don't know what they sounded like beforehand, but hopefully this works out, this sticks, and everybody excels, because I am excited.
We love to see it.
Okay, now, Casey, we're going to go back to the wrestling for a bit. Do you want to pull up the AEW full gear?
I have it right now.
No, not a lot has been announced, but we're getting really close because it's next week.
Six matches? What?
Okay.
Not bad.
Run down, we can place some predictions.
First up, we got the AEW TBS Championship match. Jade Cargill versus... First up, we've got Darby Allin and Sting versus Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal.
Oh, it's a hard one, though, because it's like... I don't know who's going to win. If one person wins, then it kind of discredits that they just brought in a big star. And if the big star wins, then it's like, what are you doing with these other people?
Exactly. I think it's going to be Darby and Sting.
Okay. Just for the sake of it, I'm going to go the other way.
Yeah.
Let's say Jarrett and Lethal.
Hell yeah. Next up, we got Saraya and Britt Baker.
I would love to see Saraya win, though. Or Saraya. I think it's Saraya. But I would love to see her win. As long as the match is good, I don't care who wins. I'd like to see Saraya win, but I feel like because she hasn't really been wrestling.
Right.
She's going to win because of booking, but it's going to be kind of bittersweet because the match isn't going to be good.
She might surprise us. Next up is the AEW TBS Championship. Jade Cargill versus Nyla Rose. I think Nyla Rose is going to take it.
I think Nyla Rose is going to take it and officially be the champion.
Yes. I would.
She's been holding on to it, just being like, ha, it's mine now, bitch. It's mine now. It's not yours. And they're like, it's technically still mine.
Yeah, it's technically not yours. And then next we have the ROH World Championship match, Chris Jericho versus Bryan Danielson versus Sammy Guevara versus Claudio Castagnoli. I think Jericho's holding on to it.
Honestly, I think so too. And I think at the very end of that match, we're going to have a special appearance for whoever's going to be his next opponent. And that's going to signify Ring of Honor TV coming in.
Yes, I think so as well.
What if we hear Who's Your Hero?
Oh, yes. Chris Hero would be fantastic to see.
Hopefully he's in good shape. I'd love to see that happen.
Me too, honestly. Like, I've been seeing the memes about it, and I'm like, I want this to be real. Stop fucking with me. And then we have the interim AEW Women's World Championship match, Toni Storm versus Jamie Hayter. I think, as much as I would love to see Jamie Hayter take it, because her work has been phenomenal, I think Toni Storm is going to retain. Hey.
Yeah, I want to see Toni Storm retain, and then, just hold it off until she can officially beat Thunder Rosa when Thunder Rosa comes back to be the official women's champion.
Exactly.
I don't want her to have this good run, lose it when she's not officially the person, and then it's kind of like, and not only did you lose your title, but you weren't even the champion to begin with.
Yeah, like, that would make no sense.
A waste of a run.
Just an entire, one big old waste.
And you have that last match, right?
That's not the last match, no. And then we have the AEW Tag Team Championship match, which is the Acclaimed versus Swerve in Our Glory. We got three matches left, including this one. I think the Acclaimed are going to put a cap on this.
Yeah. It's got to be. I think it's going to end up being the Acclaimed wins, and then you're going to have FTR.
Yes. FTR versus the Acclaimed.
Then FTR is going to win and be the champion of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have the World Title Eliminator Tournament Finals, which we don't know who's going to be in that yet.
It's going to end up being Ethan Page and Bandido.
Yeah, that would be awesome, actually.
I think.
And then you have the AEW World Championship match, Jon Moxley versus MJF.
MJF,
simply because Jon Moxley wants to go on vacation and he hasn't been able to.
Yeah, but plus that makes the whole entire thing really good. After Jon Moxley loses it to MJF, then they can play hypothetically, like, what if Ethan Page wins? They got this whole thing where MJF is now the champion, and he has to fend against the goons that he kind of said piss off to.
Yeah.
Like his former best friend at the helm, controlling everything.
Exactly. It would be
perfect. Another storyline right there. Storyline to storyline, it still just pays off.
Plus, you got to get that championship in his hands for when Punk comes back.
Well, yeah, for when. Yeah, totally. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
I think it's a work still.
Oh, I saw something before we get into the last little bit of everything. I saw something regarding AEW that the Young Bucks went out on a trademark.
Huh.
There's a part on Being the Elite where they're talking, and he goes, I don't know, I feel like this would be so much better if we came out to Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
And then, they just filed a trademark for, quote, the Wayward Sons.
Beautiful.
I think that's probably what they're going to be going as a trio.
I would like that. I still think all this business is a work. Because they all happen to get suspended right as Punk needs surgery. Suspicious.
They all just come back all buddy-buddy like nothing ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
They all wear tassels. All four of them.
It'd be perfect. It would be perfect. Plus, like,
You don't do drugs. We don't do drugs. We're good Christian boys. This works.
Exactly. No, but plus everything we've seen so far of all of them, like, before all this, it was all good times. So, I'm still sus. Everybody else can have their opinion, but I'm still sus. I mean, I don't care either way. Like, but even if it's not a work, just, like, agree to make some money and have some good matches happen. I don't know. Leaving money on the table if you don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, get that title in the hands of MJF immediately.
I'm I'm randomizing this next round.
Hell yeah.
We are good to go right now. Cool. And now to end this whole thing, we are working on figuring out who the king of the lower card is.
Let's figure it out.
We have four matches right now. We're going to end up with two, and then we're going to declare the one. Let's go.
All right.
If we can agree on both of these, I'm going to need to find like a something I can flip just on the off chance that...
We need a tiebreaker?
Yeah. Have a bunch of change. Hold on.
Oh, Palmer's fucking with some dirty chopsticks. I can hear it. He loves chopsticks. I don't know what...
Something. Let's fucking do it.
Let's do it.
First match, Robbie E versus Maven. I'm going Maven.
I'm also going Maven simply because okay.
Maven became a hardcore champion and eliminated the Undertaker, so
Maven is Maven once took a fucking Viagra. He once took a Viagra, just sat in the fucking locker room rock hard for everybody.
Next we got Sean Spears versus Mike Sanders.
Sean Spears versus Mike Sanders. I'm gonna go with Sean Spears simply because he was Stan.
Mike Sanders.
Oof.
Well, let's see. Heads Mike Sanders, tails Sean Spears.
Do it.
Oh, okay. Sean Spears gets it.
Oh, shit.
And I was really hoping that that Mike Sanders is going to rock this thing. Marty Jannetty, this is Norman Smiley.
This is Norman Smiley? Norman Smiley.
Yeah, that's the thing. Fuck Marty Jannetty. But also, even if it wasn't Marty Jannetty, Norman Smiley, it's going to be kind of hard to beat. Then we got Yoshi Tatsu versus Peter Avalon.
Ooh, Peter Avalon.
Yeah, Peter Avalon.
Also, I got to say, I know that Maven and Mabel are not the same person. I made a mistake early in the podcast, and I was going with the bit.
Okay.
I just want to point that out before we get comments after we post this.
Now we have Sean Spears versus Peter Avalon.
That's tough because I love both of these guys.
Sean Spears, honestly.
I'm gonna say Peter Avalon just so we can have to flip. Okay. I love a librarian.
Okay. Ed Spears, tails Avalon.
Do it.
Okay, Avalon. Man, I suck at this flip thing.
You
now, Norman Smiley versus Maven.
Simply for the disrespect that I've been giving to Maven. The whole bit is that he's a mid-card guy and nobody remembers who the fuck he is. Maven. I'm gonna give it to Maven.
I'm giving it to Maven too, so... Now we gotta declare who the king is. Is it Peter Avalon? Or is it Maven?
Maven.
Honestly, Maven.
Yeah.
Maven wasn't bad in the ring, and, like, no. He actually held a title in a major company, so, like...
Beautiful.
Oh, it works, yeah.
Disrespect.
So I'm gonna have to post that on, socials later.
And then at the end of the match, fucking Viscera comes out and destroys both of them. Then he dons a crown and he's King Mabel.
Mike Knox comes out and just punches him. I had
then he pops a Viagra and just sits in the ring.
Other people that I had for this that didn't make it, I think I had Mike Knox,
mm-hmm.
had Simon Diamond.
Ooh, that would have been good.
I had another dude from ECW. Then I had Jimmy Wang Yang.
Not bad. That's a solid pick.
Yeah, I had one dude from TNA that I don't remember exactly right now. Mm-hmm. It was a deep cut. Yeah, but that's what we came up to. We got Maven. Maven is the king of the lower card. All hail King Maven. Instead of King Mabel. With that, that concludes the podcast. Once again, you can check us out on our social medias. It's Instagram and Twitter at JPF Podcast. And we have a TikTok account, Just Plain Filthy Podcast.
Hell yeah.
And you can find us on our website where we post music reviews, bands that slap, and the occasional matches and stuff, which is justplainfilthy.com.
We love to see it. I don't have any socials currently other than my Instagram at Casey Filth. Go check it out. Hell yeah. Anything else?
I think that covers about all of it.
All right. Thank you for listening, and you guys have a good night.
Have a good one.